One, two, three, on the 4th of July, 1806, we set sail from the sweet cove of Cork. We were sailing away with a cargo of bricks for the Grand City Hall in New York. Was the wonderful craft she was rigged for and aft, and oh, how the wild wind drove her. She stood several blasts, she had 27 masts, and they call her the Irish Rover.
We had 1 million bags of the best Lego wrecks. We had 2 million barrels of stone. We had 3 million sides of old blind horses' sides. We had 4 million barrels of bone. We had 5 million hogs and 6 million dogs and 7 million barrels of fodder. We had 8 million bales of many goat tails all on board Irish Rover.
There was old Mickey Clint, who played hard on his flute when the ladies lined up for a set. He was stooping with skill for a sparkling quadrille, all the dancers swept flute their tent bet. With his smart quitty talk, he was cock off the walk as he rolled the dames under and over. They all knew at a glance when he took up his stance that he sailed in the Irish Rover. There was Barney McGee from the banks of the Lee. There was Hogan from County Tyrone. There was Johnny McGurk, who was scared stiff of work, and a man from Westmeath called Malone. There was Slugger O'Toole, who was John Casserole, and fighting Bill Tracy from Dover. And your man Mick McCann from the banks of the Ban was the skipper of the Irish Rover.
We had sailed 7 years when our measles broke out. Our ship lost its way in the fog. And the whale of the crew were reduced down to two, just myself and the captain's old frog. And the ship struck a rock, oh Lord, what a shock. The boat was swirled right over. It fell 9 times around and the old frog was drowned. And the last on the Irish Rover, it whirled 9 times around, and the old dog was drowned.
One, two, three!
And the last on the Irish Rover.